Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up. Here to talk about the finale. I'm here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I can't believe this is over. This is a big episode. We had some big Bachelor announcements this week. And I can't believe it's already come to an end. It feels like these last like 6 weeks kind of motored by. Or is it 5 weeks?
I know. It was like a rapid speed, I feel like. So we made it.
We did.
Well, let's talk first about the big news you mentioned.
Yeah.
We've been speculating for a while. And they announced the next Bachelor. I don't think anyone really saw this one coming, at least not for this year, maybe a few years back.
Yeah, maybe so, like 3 years ago or even like 6 years ago when he was relevant. But.
Right. So Ari Leyendijk from Emily's season is our Bachelor. This is not a prank. This is what's happening. Haley, what are your thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, it's going to be interesting because I feel like a lot of their audience has come in the last probably like 3 years. So a lot of people who are watching don't know who Ari is.
Yeah. There were a lot of reactions like that on Twitter. Like, who is this?
Yeah. It's someone we've kind of, I feel like every season before The Bachelor's announced, you and I are like, well, maybe this is Ari's year finally.
And until this year, we've been off. We're like, no, they'll never do something like that.
Here we are. Here is Ari. Like, we didn't cover that season of The Bachelorette, but we both liked him. Mm-hmm. We've definitely talked about him on our podcast because we both read Courtney Robertson's book. I can't remember what it's called right now, but I really like it. So if you want to buy that on Amazon, it's probably about $4.55 right now. So go buy it. She describes Ari as the best intercourse of her life. She doesn't say intercourse. I do because I'm classy.
An on and off couple for a while.
Yeah.
And she's still, I saw that she's like wishing him well. They're good friends.
Just like friends. So, I don't even know where else to go with this. Like it's kind of surprising.
Well, let's talk about why, like, what brought us to this point? Why did they end up with Ari? Because they, you know, had a few options from this season, but that kind of got eliminated. So maybe it was just his time. He's hung around, been in the circles long enough.
I wonder if they're tired of everyone looking at The Bachelor, The Bachelorette as like an opportunity to get their career started, and they kind of want to go back to the trueness that is being there for love. And like Ari kind of represents that that generation, really.
He did fall in love with Emily. He was heartbroken at their, you know, he was the runner up. A lot of times now lately they'll go with maybe the third place, although for Bachelor still tends to be the runner up. Mm-hmm. But not always. And then, it's just sort of, it will send that message that, hey, you can't just go on the show and expect that you'll get this. However, I think if Peter had wanted to do it, it was his. So I think they were still kind of grasping at straws here and was like, we don't want a total unknown. How far back can we go? So.
And Ari, he's not as old as Nick was when he was The Bachelor. Ari is 35. He was 30 when he was on his original season.
Right. So it's 5 years ago.
And, you know, and since then, there's been kind of some, like, news stories. Not even news stories, but, like, tabloid stories that Ari is kind of a skis and he likes to get around. And
mm-hmm. Recently broke up with a girl. Maybe he broke up with his ex for this opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not really clear. So, yeah, I mean, what I do like about it is just in general, like you said, we did like him on his season. It feels like it's nice that it's unexpected. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how the ratings are this time around. If people, you know, are really upset that it's not somebody they recognize, or if it'll just, you know, it all depends on who they cast for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe these women were cast already thinking it's somebody else. But
I wonder how many of these women are going to be like Peter women.
Yeah. Like, wait, we didn't we didn't expect this, but I think, you know, the Bachelor universe, they can, you'll get swept up in it either way, I think. And he's got that kind of silver hair now.
He's a good looking guy.
He's a silver fox now. Just kind of like Peter. So,
although his, like, his Good Morning America picture was not good. Did you see that when they announced, like, Good Morning America? It was like, your bachelor is Ari. And it was like this really terrible picture of him.
Oh, the announcement picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't quite fit. But,
and then they also put like a side by side with his original cast photo. And it was kind of like, ooh, this guy has aged a little bit.
Yeah. That's funny. And I know we'll just be like over the car metaphors, analogies.
I'm already over them. Yeah. I don't care about cars. I never have. I never will.
Yeah.
Race car driver is not a hot career to me. It makes me anxious.
It's dangerous.
I don't like driving fast. I don't like driving. I don't like doing anything.
It's not
I don't
a like sexy uniform.
No.
No.
And all of their abs are in like one side of their body.
I suppose.
Yeah, from like all the left leaning.
Just not proportional. It's not balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Of course, you know, we'll be watching. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, look at us. Are we ever going to give this up? Probably not.
Right. And maybe, I'll, you know, the sort of blast from the past, maybe we'll see some familiar faces come back. It's just.
Ooh, who would you like to be a sounding board from, like, the old school guys?
Well, we know that Sean's probably going to show up at some point. Yeah. Probably first.
Oh, yeah,
night.
Because they were on the season together.
They were on the season together. Sean actually tweeted, you know, when the Mike Fleiss was tweeting all these clues and just, who do you want to see? And he tweeted, like, how about Ari? And at that time, it just looked like a joke, you know, like, hey, yeah, what about one my old friend? But,
yeah,
you know, maybe they'll listen to Sean. So he'll be there for sure. I'm trying to think who else would come back. I don't see Emily popping in, but that would be interesting.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
What about like a Mesnick?
Oh yeah. Just get all the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see him coming and lending an ear. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hopeful for this season. I think
we always go into these things hopeful.
We do.
And then we're usually rudely disappointed.
It's true. But what can we do? We have to keep hope over the fall and
yeah, but we'll, the new I year. Mean, what are we going to do about it? Probably complain like we have been doing for 3 years.
Yeah. Was there another option on the table that you would have preferred?
Peter, Eric. Yeah. Like I have no interest in Luke. I know he was kind of talked about.
Right.
No interest in Chase. I don't know if he was really mentioned or not. I don't know. At least Ari is like, has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a skis, but like at least that's interesting. It's kind of like Nick. He might have been like, you know, might not have liked him, but at least he was like compelling human.
Right. And he's known as the kissing bandit. So, well,
oh, yeah,
least,
he likes
you know,
to push people against walls and kiss them.
Yeah.
But like in a sexy way, not like a terrifying way.
Right. How many race car dates are you predicting? Like how many dates where they're like driving around or?
Like at least 5.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be like race car entrances, some, you know.
Like go-karting.
Yeah. Well, this should be interesting. But maybe they'll go, I think he's Dutch, so maybe they'll have their
if you
travels.
Ain't Dutch, then you ain't much.
Right. Maybe they'll have travels to Amsterdam or
yeah,
something like that. So, yeah. I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts, so keep us posted in the off-season with your burning questions or
but not burning spoilers.
No spoilers. We don't want to know. That's for sure. So moving on, we had a finale.
Yeah. That's what we're for. A lot of people wanted like us to do a reaction cast and we were both like, yeah, we'll see. We figured we were going to get to it in this episode anyway.
Right.
What we didn't realize was how little of The Bachelor in Paradise they were actually going to show us.
Yeah. It was a really short episode.
Yeah, last week we were like, kind of like, wait, is it only just Monday next week? And then Diggy was like, yeah, guys, it's just Monday.
There's no way that it's just one day. That's
and then
not
we were
what
like,
we expect.
Okay, well, and then you had texted me the other night and was like, oh, well, do you want to record right after the episode? And I was like, well, it's probably going to end at 11 and that's right. 8 or whatever. And then it ended at 10 because there was only like, what, probably 45 minutes in actual Paradise before we got to the reunion, which I was like blown away. Which was fine. Actually, I didn't really mind it that much.
No.
Like, the finale, in my opinion, I thought it felt fairly satisfying for how unsatisfying the season has been as a whole.
Okay, what did you find? I felt it was rushed. All right. I kept going back to, like, wait, that's all they're going to show those people? Or that's all they're going to, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe because of how, like, the couples who did end up together, even though they were small in number, is that what's satisfying to you? Or what do you mean?
Like, even just, like, it was... I don't know, that it was pretty quick and concise, and we saw the ending or the beginning of all the couples. I thought it was interesting how we kind of did something like we did in the Bachelorette finale, which was like we kind of interspliced footage with the after show.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw all three couples go to the fantasy suite, and that was kind of where the episode ended and the reunion picked up. And then when we kind of went back to see, hey, couples, what are you doing? That's when we saw, like, the next day, and I didn't actually mind that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of glad we didn't have a Cabana stand in front of each other and tell each other our feelings thing, because that's been played out before.
True.
And we didn't get an engagement on the island, so maybe that's why they're like, oh, okay, well, then this isn't
gonna... Maybe they knew there's not going to be an engagement on the island, so why even have this, like, whole, like, come greet each other under this Cabana thing with the romantic... The ocean waves behind you, and everyone's gonna say, "Hey, let's just go back home and see what happens," kind of thing.
Or, "Oh, you know, when I told you, I loved you, I didn't really mean it, eh? Oh, I'm just saying. Oh, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that,
right? Yeah.
How dumb do you have to be to say something on television and then watch you say that thing on television and then vehemently deny that you said that thing that was just on television,
shown to you?"
Literally just shown to you.
Yeah. I don't know if he was just making eyes at women in the audience during this and he just really was tuned out. But yeah, he's a space cadet, that's for sure. But I feel it's just a close second to Lacey just saying she's in love with him.
Yeah, that was
after
also,
nothing, but
that was also fricked. We need to dedicate more time to that. But first I think we should talk about the absolute bloodbath that happened in Paradise.
It was just everybody just wanted to leave, I think.
Yeah, it was like they were all tired of it. They all had too bad of sunburns.
Yeah.
So it started off with Jack Stone being like, I'm gonna leave with Kristen as my girlfriend. We're gonna be as in a relationship. And then he went and talked to her and she's like, we can leave as friends.
The but horror, like, on her face. I just, like, we have not seen this before.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was truly astounding to me, and I kind of loved it, honestly.
Yeah.
She was like, we're acquaintances. I can't, like, commit that to you. And he's like, well, I just want to leave as friends, like, holding hands. And she's like, no, that's not what you want. You want to be my boyfriend, and I don't know you that well. And, like, ugh.
Yeah. But can you see where he might have thought that?
I mean, sure, but also she's made out with four different guys this week.
Right.
That's fine. That's her prerogative. That's Paradise.
Right.
But also she's made out with four different guys this week. If she was really truly committed to you, would that have happened? Probably. Yeah. Not.
It just seemed like he was trying to adjust for whatever her reaction was. It was like, wait, that's what I mean. No, wait, let's start over. Like, that's what I mean. That's what I want. That's what I said. And just,
I think Kristen's
anything. Yeah. Anything to get, like, to not look get like rejected again.
Idiot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what Jack Stone's chances are out there in the real world, but it's just something about him on these shows just coming off creepy, coming off weird. Like, I don't know. So, I don't know what to recommend to him.
Stop.
But yeah, maybe this is just not for him. So she runs off to the sea and we get Wells narrating that the scallop returned to her land or whatever.
I guess, but that doesn't really make sense.
No, they're just going to keep running the scallop thing into the ground.
Which is dumb because it doesn't make sense and it's dumb and I don't care about it.
Right. I think it's dumb too. So yeah, they are donezo. We also have, not surprising, Jonathan and Jasmine weren't going anywhere, but they were both kind of like, yeah,
oh, this has been really fun.
I guess I should
I'm
talk to you.
Each other.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me stick around and have a vacation kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dean and Danielle. So this was the big one.
Yeah. So Danielle was like, yeah, like, I think we could move our relationship further. I'm looking forward to spending all day with Dean. And then Dean goes, well, actually, I'm still in love with Christina and I feel really bad that I let her go. Mm-hmm. But apparently he didn't feel that bad because I guess they hooked up after the show, and not just like after the show, but like later that night.
Yeah. So the way I take it, I think you phrased something like, I think it's better if we leave separately, kind of thing. Like, it's better now knowing the history. Oh, it's better for my image if this.
But like, is it?
But that no, me, because it's
I feel like
out.
If he just left with Danielle and was like, you know what, this is this and this and this. Like,
it's just the decision I made.
Yeah, I feel like that would have made more sense than being like, oh, I'm still so wishy-washy.
Right. Maybe he didn't. It's like, okay, if you didn't know there's a reunion and things are going to come out, then yeah, maybe it looks like he's redeemed himself. Like, oh, I made a mistake. I'm in love with Christina. I'm breaking it off with Danielle. But,
yeah, but
that's not what it was.
IRL. It's like, no. Dude, there's a paper trail.
Right.
You're living in 2017. There's the internet. It's a thing.
Right.
Welcome to it.
And if you're Danielle, why put up with this?
Yeah, it's shitty.
He's not that great. Like, we all, you know, thought he was cute and, you know, sweet on Rachel's season. But after you see some patterns after a while, and he's, yeah, stringing both of them along and just not upfront with them. And as Christine said, flip-flopping between them. Just at some point, he's not worth it.
No, it's
you guys
just
are
no.
better than this. Yes. So that's Dean and Danielle, and we'll talk a little more about the reunion show later. Then we get our boy Diggy. So I was surprised that he decided to end things with Dominique, because it looked like they were kind of the stronger, they had the more history.
Yeah. And then he wanted to talk to Jamie, and she was like, you know what? I'm good.
Should he have just gone a different order? This one? Like, tried it with Jamie first, and then
maybe.
Go to
and then he was just like, okay, well, I'll go home then. Whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, because that's.
Listen, we got what we wanted of the season, Amy, which was 11 episodes of Diggy.
Yeah. Yeah, he got multiple dates. We got a lot of different glasses and no bow ties, but you know, at least he's not like Robbie wearing bow ties in Paradise.
If dumping a girl you knew for 3 days to maybe make out with a girl you've known for one day, mm-hmm. and then getting rejected is the most embarrassing thing you've done on this show, well, then you're doing pretty damn well for yourself. So congrats, Diggy. Right. You come out looking like gold here.
At least put himself out there. And then there was no dirt on the reunion show that was aired. So,
and I know Amy and I are incredibly biased. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Diggy has been the all-star of this season.
Yes.
He's looked good at every turn, both physically and like as a human.
Right.
He's made a lot of great points. He's been a good narrator. He's been a cool guy. I think his stock is rising. And, you know, he's our boy.
Another option that the Bachelor producers passed over. You know, they're just jumping seasons here. They had it right under their noses.
Yeah, so we'll see Diggy in 2021, probably.
Right. 5 years from now. Yeah, I think, you know, what was cool is it's like, it was unexpected to go after Jamie because it's like, well, she wasn't there long enough. And the fact that it was like, hey, actually, I found more of a connection with her. But it was enough time. It was enough for Jamie. And I think he tweeted something like, well, that was the nicest rejection I ever got. So, you know, they all seem to like come out of it okay. No real broken hearts here because he didn't have that huge investment. And then we have Robbie and Amanda.
Yikes.
Yeah.
A lot of yoikes here.
This is an interesting one because they seem to be going strong. And so it's like the third one we've seen where one person goes in, like for sure that the other person, or pretty sure that the other person is going to agree and thinking they're confident in their relationship.
All the guys.
Except Danielle. Yes. Yeah.
Like Danielle. Jackstone, Robbie, Diggy.
Oh, yeah.
Owen,
so four.
Being like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. This is definite. I mean, they seem like a legitimate couple. They had been you know, exclusive. Bachelor in Paradise exclusive. And Amanda just kind of starts saying like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. She's kind of cutting him off. It's kind of like when at the end of a bachelorette season, when a guy's about to propose and then they're like, wait, stop. And so she didn't quite let him really even say. And he was pretty shocked that to get that reaction from her. Because he thought they were had something. And so do you think she was just kind of forcing it, or was it the emotions of last time?
I feel like we've seen, I don't know, I feel like there was a total difference in between, like, between Amanda and Josh last season and Amanda and Robbie this season. And yeah, some of it might be like, oh, she's learning from her mistakes from last season, but also she just didn't dig Robbie as much as she did Josh, and that was so blatantly obvious.
Right, we didn't hear much about it. It was sort of like, oh, he's growing on me, and you know, like, he's really sweet, and you know, it was a good kiss, but it wasn't the same as like they were clicking from day one kind of thing. So this is another one where we hear something different at
drama,
the reunion. But before we get to that, let's just quick talk about the couples who actually didn't split up on the show and decided to get fantasy suite dates. So we mentioned Lacey and Daniel, so they at least made it to that fantasy
suite stage. I mean, obviously, like, it's so clear that the only reason he said any of those things was to bone.
Right. She didn't pick up on any of that at all.
Because, what is going on in Lacey's head that she thinks, because we learn in the after show that she's hooked up with Daniel before.
Yeah.
And, like, girl, if that didn't go well, then, like, what do you expect?
Right.
He just wanted to stick around in Paradise. He wanted to get some action.
It's TV time.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm so in love with him. Yes, I was in love with him. No, like, girl, no, you were lost. No, mm-hmm. You can't come here and tell me you were in love with him.
No. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't really say these type of things, so I can just tell that he means it. It's serious. And yeah, it was just a little bit tragic there.
Like, Lacey barely had a stock coming into the season, and it's dropped.
Right. Yeah, she was the one WTF. We were like, who is this? More so than Kristen. You know, at least Kristen was wrapped up in gossip, and we could see her, like, stirring stuff. But then we have Derek and Taylor. It was kind of obvious that they were going to choose to remain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam and Raven. So that was another one. Okay, so as you mentioned, we kind of get to the reunion show, and it's set up where they don't show the fantasy suite dates until they kind of call that couple up. And then not everybody was invited back for the reunion show or showed up.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
we didn't need everyone. So kind of the ones who were already split up were just kind of already there, like in their jury seats kind of thing.
And yeah, then, like, who didn't we see? We didn't see the, Benzie, like, first exodus of guys. So the Alex, the Benny, the Iggy. We didn't see Benzie. We didn't see Matt.
Oh, yeah. That was a notable absence, I feel like. Just because of, you know, he could have spoken to the Jasmine thing.
And the Kristen thing.
We didn't see Benzie. Yeah. So
we didn't see Sarah.
Sarah, yep.
So but we saw the twins who were there for 13 seconds.
Right, which made no sense. So yeah, there were a few absences, and then Wells was in the audience.
Yeah,
Danielle M was there, but we didn't talk to her at all. So, I think there's a lot on the cutting room floor, most likely.
Yeah. So she had posted on Instagram, like, oh, see what I'm doing this about and catch up with me and Wells in the, you know, after show. And we didn't see that. And then I saw something, I don't know if someone tweeted us or I saw it somewhere, but it said that they chose not to include that footage because it didn't really make sense and it didn't fit in the time frame. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So someone, you know, link us to an article saying what happened.
Right.
Like, anyone, I mean, if they were together, we would have seen like a definitive answer.
Yeah. Yeah. We would have seen more with that. And then, so then they kind of go around, then Dean gets pulled into the hot seat as he's the one who had some explaining to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, also Corinne and DeMario were there.
Okay. I can't even talk about that because that was complete utter bull.
Right. Like, just come here, hug, and sit with the cast.
How awkward is that? And then Corinne's like, I think the cloud has lifted. Well, yeah, guess what? You're not, you know, the person who's going to be really, like, negatively affected by this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that she's not going to, but it's very easy for her to come up and be like, you know what? This is fine. It's like, yeah, you're a rich white girl. Of course that's fine.
Let me promote my fashion line.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they just wanted that, what was it, like a photo moment to just sort of say, everything's like, good.
I'm glad that they're like, you know what? No, we were never upset with each other. Like, that wasn't the thing. We were dragged into this thing that neither of us wanted to be a part of. Right. Whether or not that's actually how they feel or if that's just for the camera to play nice and repair their images, I don't know. But, you know, it was happened. But anyway, that, like, honestly, if I never talked about DeMario and Corinne again, it would be way too soon.
Right. Yeah. The one good thing, I feel like that was sort of the button on this, that they were like, okay, let's just give this, like, last moment here, and then we don't have to talk about it.
So. And luckily, they did it right at the beginning of the episode, so we could just move past it.
Right. Then, so Dean is called up.
And called out.
Called out. What did we learn?
That he, I don't know, that he's...
Feels bad.
He feels bad. Them. He's not going to, like, do it differently.
Right.
Like, if he was truly sorry about it, would he have, like, made out with Danielle since filming ended? Would he have tried to, like, make out with Christina since filming ended? Like, no. So clearly he doesn't feel that bad.
Right.
He should just admit that he wants a polygamous relationship, and I think we'd all be fine with it. And he'd get his own spinoff on TLC.
He would.
And I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And then Jordan and I would podcast about it.
Are we going to see him as Bachelor in 2021?
Maybe.
Could be. Could see it. But it seemed like Christina is handling it well. Like, she's not.
Yeah, she's, like, over it. And she obviously she understands that she's the one who looks great in this situation. So why wouldn't she play that up? Like, this, she has the highest stocks right now.
Right. A lot of people are saying, let's just go straight to another Bachelorette and have Christina.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe she'd be the left field pick for the next Bachelorette if there isn't a strong contender.
I'd like that.
That'd be good. It'd be a really good season. Then we, I think, have, is it Amanda and Robbie next?
Yeah, which was... Awk.
Yeah.
So apparently
that's why the twins were there, I guess.
Yeah. So apparently after this Bachelor in Paradise, they kind of like were like, you know what, maybe this could work. And so they tried dating. Like, honestly, filming ended a month ago, half ago, maybe.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of just sort of, okay, we're gonna split up on the show, but then things happened after the show.
Yeah. And so they were making out and stuff and tried dating, and then apparently Robbie cheated on her in Colorado, and he's like, no, that was just a business associate. But then Amanda tweeted the picture out today. And
did she?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Nice. I got to look this up. Yeah, because she was sort of like, yeah, Robbie's face again when he was called out, just like, so they just said that you were cheating on her. And he's, yeah, he had that guilty look, but then kind of composed himself and then for this. But yeah, Amanda was like, well, you have to agree at least that it looked like you were.
Yeah, no, I don't know how it would be interpreted as anything else but making out.
Yeah. Amanda Bachelor in Paradise. What's her name? I don't know her last
name. Amanda Stanton.
Oh, yeah. Amanda Stanton. Stanton and N.
It's on Twitter.
Twitter. Where is it? Where is it? Ah, here we go. Oh. There's no way that's not making out.
You know, right? Oh, we were just talking close because we're business associates. Like, what kind of business, Rob?
Right. That's funny. Yeah. That's so good. She tweeted, look what you made me do.
Oh, savage.
Yes. So we needed the twins to kind of call him out on that because Amanda's too nice to really just, like... lay into him right away. Because she's even saying, like, okay, if you say so, I believe you.
And Josh and Robbie were going back and forth on Twitter, like, oh, like, I bet we can fill a library with all the stories we could tell.
And oh, blah, my blah, gosh. Blah.
And then someone tweeted, was like, whose library would be fuller? Like, yours and Robbie's, or Amanda and Andy's. And Josh was like, mine would be full of truth. That's the difference.
Oh, my gosh.
What a tard. Like,
right. God,
what an asshole.
Yeah. Ugh. Yuck. Enough talking about them. They can go back to being friends, and yeah.
God, they should just make out with each other.
Yeah.
They're both narcissists. They both only care about their own faces.
Right, right. Then we have Raven and Adam.
I buy them.
They were, I like, it's them. Interesting. She came in wanting the Evan Carly thing, sort of unexpected. You know, where she wasn't like clamoring for Adam right away. She was interested in Robbie and Ben Z at the beginning. Uh-huh. There was a triangle going on with Sarah there for a while. So it wasn't like she had all her hopes pinned on him or anything, but they just sort of grew to this really natural seeming relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they seem like, I don't know, he seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, seems pretty chill. Seems normal, which is.
More
unique
than we can say for any
universe.
Of these guys.
Right. And they're excited about meeting each other's parents. So since there wasn't going to be a proposal with this couple.
So stupid.
They had to create
then they
this moment.
Was it Raven's parents?
Raven's parents.
No, like, this is not okay.
Yeah. I don't think he was. It's not like one of those surprises where it's like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. Like, this is a great step in our relationship. Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing to spring on. And it's just odd. Because you don't even really remember her parents. It's not like they were characters.
I know. I kind of forgot. I was like, why are they relevant? Like, oh, yeah, because they were on.
I suppose. But yeah, we don't really remember that. Can't expect us to remember that. But yeah, they're going to meet his parents later on. And yeah, who knows? They could last a while.
Yeah, I'm in.
I think I'm in because she was very skeptical. And I don't think she would. You know, she knows she has options and was kind of the queen of paradise. So I don't think she would need to, like, feel like, oh, I just have to have this relationship coming out of it. It seemed mm-hmm. pretty sincere because she's sort of saying, well, my heart is saying this. My brain is saying this. So she went with her heart and that's always good. And then we have, Chris Harrison was like super excited about it because he was, even when Chris even says, like, this is a weird night or something,
yeah.
Then you know.
Chris Harrison really loves Raven.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So, yeah, that's why he was, like, so excited about all of that. Mm-hmm. It was a weird night. Have we talked about Taylor and Derek yet?
No.
They're engaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
That happened on the reunion show.
Yeah, and she's very, like... You know, I didn't even know if I was going to come back. Like, I just had such a negative experience. And it's kind of like, okay, well, whatever. Sure. I get it. You had a bad experience, but.
Yeah. Or he wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for me keeping him around. Yeah. But what did you think the proposal itself?
Cute. But we, like, knew it was coming, not because it was just, like, blatantly obvious, but also because it was spoiled a week ago by, like, Us Weekly and all this other stuff. Like, oh, they just got engaged on the show. And it's kind of like, they haven't shown us yet. Like, why would you do this?
Right. And the previews show someone getting proposed to, and it's really the only choice. And we see people saying, I think in the cast, like, well, if someone's going to get engaged, all this cast, it's going to be them. There's no other options.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably why they felt fine spoiling everywhere.
So you maybe get, like, some extra, I don't know. Well, like, what are they even trying? What's the move? Why is that the move? Why is any of this happening?
I don't know. But I think to have the feel good, like, okay, in spite of everything, we still had, you know, some couples that came out of this. And I think their show feels like a fail if they don't have at least one engagement.
Yeah.
Somebody has to get engaged at the end. Mm-hmm. Whether that's going to last is another story. Do you see Derek and Taylor getting married next summer with the next cast of VIP?
I don't know if they get married next summer, but I could see this lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think because they were the one couple that made it through that time at the beginning and really were talking that whole time, they had that extra, you know, intense experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. And really,
and they had like a fight during it and like mm-hmm. rebounded from that.
Yep.
So it's not even just like they've been like on cloud nine for 3 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? We really should get engaged. Like, they actually have faced a little bit of adversity.
Yep. And they made it known that like they didn't have sex until their fantasy suite date.
Okay. Yeah. I did not need to know that. Thank you.
We didn't need to know that. But I guess they had that build up going for on their side.
Yikes.
Yeah. Anything else about the reunion show?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we do have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So let's get into those after this quick break. All right. Oh, and we have emails too, Haley. So mm-hmm. this one is from Kyle. He says, "Hey, Amy and Haley, thanks so much for your coverage of the season. You handled all of the touchy subjects very well. My question for you is, who from Bachelor Nation would you want to see on Celebrity Big Brother? My top choice would be Caitlin Bristow because she's a fan of the show and would be great in the DR. I also think Chris Bukowski would be a great villain, and both Ashley I and Ashley S would be amazing TV. I really would like them both on my TV screen again. Thanks again, Kyle."
Yeah, so this week last week it was announced that there's going to be a U.S. version of Celebrity Big Brother. So I like this question a lot. I think my top choice would also be Caitlin. It's hard for me to think of who else I would really be clamoring to see on TV, just because I feel like, you know, a lot of the times when we get more exposed to these characters, we like them less. And I don't, I think Caitlin was someone for us who we didn't like. We, like, our feelings for her didn't change, but a lot of other people's did. Mm. But who else could you see, like, going on there? Like, you wouldn't want to see Sean, because that would be boring. Maybe, like, a Courtney Robertson?
She'd be good. Do you think the show, I mean, I know this is just sort of, like, hypothetical, but would the show cast an ABC celebrity?
I think as long as they weren't in the ABC contract anymore.
Okay. Yeah, because I would love to see, like, I like his suggestion of Ashley I, because she's kind of become her own personality. She does reporting and has a podcast, and I think we know it's going to be a condensed season, and she would bring, like, the heightened emotions, I feel like, mm-hmm. and still, like, be herself. She doesn't hold back in front of the cameras. I'm trying to think, you know, we don't want Chad. We don't need him. What about, like, Kaylin? Someone like that for a villain?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm kind of over his shtick.
Right. I think there's any other bachelors that, like, leads. That would make sense.
I thought you were going to say Lee, and I was like, hell no.
No Lee, no. L-E-A-D. Yeah, because they'd really have to be someone that could be considered technically a celebrity, not just not that, you know, they're going to be loose with a celebrity terminology, I suppose, but I think... Mm-hmm. The ones that have gone on to kind of be personalities and not just, oh, they appeared on this show.
Yeah.
So I think, Kyle's suggestions are pretty good. I wouldn't want to see Chris Bukowski, though. I think he's not.
He's done. I think he's done with us.
We don't
want to
call him a celebrity in any, stretch. This question is from Casey West. As I was watching the episode, I was feeling so glad that they seem to have dropped the whole "this must end in engagement" side of the show. I did not want to see any of these people get engaged, and then they went and crushed my dreams and included an engagement at the end. Dang, I will not be able to stand watching a Taylor Derek Mexico wedding next summer.
Yeah, I mean, we got to end the engagement.
What
is this show if not engagement?
I know. I think that's what happened. They threw a Neil Lane ring at him and was like, come on, this is your chance. And who's going to turn that down, I guess, if you're someone that didn't get much airtime before. You're feeling pretty good about your relationship. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know? It's not a binding proposal. But, yeah, I think, I don't know what, I agree that it'd be nice to just sort of, like, let's see how it plays out. Although in that case, I think I would like to see a little more in the finale than just like, okay, we're just splitting up. I think I'd like to see a little more buildup or storyline there. Mm-hmm. So just these random, you know, just like this mass exodus, like you said, the bloodbath. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, but just that they, I feel like they'll do whatever they can to find an engagement out of it if there are any couples at all. You know, if nobody's really like into each other, then they'd have to come up with something else. But mm-hmm. yeah. Abby Patterson. There was like only 5-ish people I cared about. Raven, Diggy, Dominique, Jamie, D'Lo. Also Wells, but he's not really a contestant. Danielle M., who is too good for the show, and Christina, also too good for the show. If they didn't totally miscast Rachel's season, then maybe BIP would be better because these guys actually suck. I feel bad for Tickle Monster because he was shoehorned into looking like an idiot by saying his job was Tickle Monster when he's actually a doctor. Amanda's okay, but shouldn't have come back. Robbie is the actual worst. Daniel is so unattractive, not just looks-based, but his personality is not great. Lacey is annoying and idiotic because Daniel was her first choice. Why, Lacey? Why? Taylor is also very irritating. Scalps is wishy-washy and young. Teen is a good egg who maybe got a bad edit, but should do some more maturing. All right, what do you think of Abby's takes here?
I think she's pretty spot on a lot of these. Yeah, we've been talking about how the guys have just not been measuring up. And that's been the case for maybe the last couple seasons. It's just kind of like, oh, like, just get it together. Because the girls have been extra great the last few seasons. And the guys have seemed like even worse by comparison.
Yeah, I think that's what happens when you cast like too many characters or just too many people that aren't looking for love. Then, you know, your BIP cast is going to kind of reflect that. Mm-hmm. You know, these people just want the TV time or just to see what they can get out of the show afterwards. And it's not really gonna, it's not like it used to be back in the RE days of things.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we're gonna get back to our
groups. Maybe we will now. Andre Feldman also wanted to know, but what about Wells and Danielle? So Haley, is there anything they could have done to just like quick just say like, hey, Wells, what's going on? Or
yeah, there definitely could have. And it seems like there were. Okay, so I Googled this article. I found it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, what happened to Danielle Maltby and Wells Adam? Last we saw the Nashville Friends, he was kissing her goodbye while she went off to volunteer as a nurse in Africa or Kenya. Many spent weeks hoping we get to witness their reunion on Monday. Some of us even combed Maltby and Adam's social media accounts looking for clues that they finally hooked up for real once she returned home. Mm-hmm. Host Chris Harrison took to Twitter on Tuesday in an attempt to explain why the story is still hanging on a proverbial cliff. Producers cut the bit about Danielle and Wells' update because it was pretty confusing and unsatisfying, he wrote, provoking many virtual jeers. That was half the reason people watched, replied Twitter user Marcy Joe. Kind of dropped the ball there. Something would have been better than nothing. Yeah. After an hour of this, Harrison added, according to what they said on the special, Wells and Daniel are not together. Sorry, we didn't have time to show that bit. A perhaps more satisfying and hopeful answer came from Wells himself in a red carpet interview with Entertainment Tonight, where he definitively said that they are not dating now, which is not to say that they won't try later. We had this kiss, and then she leaves to go to Africa and save children, which is amazing, he explained. So when she gets back, and then the show starts, and then all of a sudden there's this immense pressure from everyone around us shipping Dan Wells so hard. And that's a really weird world to live in, because you want the magnetism to happen naturally and not feel forced from everyone pushing around you. Let's maybe let all this die down and then go forward.
So. Seems like a nice way to just sort of like say like, stop paying attention to us, and yeah, there's probably nothing here, but like we both like each other as people kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And leave us alone. yeah. All right. Well, I think they could have done even like those cheesy, you know, because of course BIP is cheesy and they have the cheesy intros. They could have done that thing like they do at end of rom-coms or 80s movies where it's like Wells and Amanda are just friends, or you know.
I feel like we've gotten that in the past. We have gotten that on Bachelor in Paradise, I'm sure.
We've done it then, yeah. Like this person is still like taking helicopter rides alone, or you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So, and they could have done that with we didn't see any of Diggy and Dominique or Jamie. They didn't ask them a question, so that was kind of lame. So we had to see, you know, just the people that they wanted to feature, and there's only so much time, and they did at least keep it to a shorter show than we were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
This is from a patron group, Will Holston. He says, little bit of tea. According to Kristen on another podcast, Ben Z and D'Lo were hooking up slash hanging out during the season, which is why no one was really going for him slash why Christina felt confused about Dean's relationship with her. Apologize if this was covered during the episode because I was busy washing my hair and couldn't watch. So that was definitely not covered. Haley, what do you think about this? Have you heard any of this?
No, but that makes more sense that why Ben gave his rose to Danielle.
True. And then, so she must have been like in that other, another triangle, like a parallel triangle.
Yeah.
And he got the clue that she was more into Dean and then left. But why wouldn't they show this storyline?
I don't know.
That's really weird. Then we have from Alex Wilpon. So this is the first season of the franchise that I stopped watching since Deanna was the Bachelorette. Is the franchise broken? Is Ari the answer? What do they need to do to get back on track?
It's hard. I feel like, you know, the baby's out of the bathwater, whatever that expression is. You threw the baby out with the bathwater?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you can't plug the drain again or something. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
You're right. Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
There we go. That's it. So I feel like we're at that point where we can't put the toothpaste back in the tube because now it's become this whole thing where you go on The Bachelor for one season and then you can make a career out of, you know, selling shit on Instagram. So, and that won't go away now. It's not going to go away for a while. And so now people are going to try and go on for that reason. And it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah. And you can just sort of be, you don't even have to be a memorable character. You just have to have like maybe something in your entrance. So you can say like, oh, I was the camel person. I was the lamp guy. And you might get on the show or you just have to show a willingness. Basically, you just have to say, oh yeah, I want to hook up with this person and name somebody that's a little more obscure or like a weird character. You'll get cast and you'll get a whole second chance to have a show. Garrett Hubble. Is it wise to go as far back in the archives of possible bachelors for Ari? Will casual viewers even remember him and be interested in watching?
I don't know if... I feel like people are going to watch regardless. Are people really going to tune out because it's Ari?
Yeah, I don't think so. They'll tune in just for curiosity, I think. Because people are already sort of like, Nick, they weren't excited about that decision because it wasn't from the past season. And people are still watching that. And I think, you know, they'll work their magic to, you know, show clips, show previews of like whoever is crazy on his season, some sort of drama that happens and say why we need to tune into this one. But yeah, it was definitely out of left field. But I think if they felt like people were clamoring for Peter or Dean and they couldn't have either of those two, then, you know, maybe they want to make more of a like a distinct move rather than just like going down the list and doing like a Juan Pablo level person again. This is from Judy Baldwin. I think I'm genuinely worried about Dean. He just seems so broken. I think he needs really good therapy. Stat. And by really good, I mean Denise Stapley good, not Taylor.
Yeah, I think something we don't give Dean a lot of credit for is like how tough of a couple years he's had. And I think that's really affected a lot of things in his life, and including his relationships. And some therapy would do him good.
Yeah, and he does seem like
he's willing to be better.
Right.
He just doesn't know how.
Right. So I think he is realizing that he wants to work on himself or things like that and isn't, you know, he wasn't there going there to be a player, but it just sort of got conflicted, I think. And didn't make the best decisions on television, you know, could have done things differently. I think he just got caught up in it all and he couldn't be decisive and he was honest with how he was feeling, at least in confessionals, but didn't know how to really resolve it or take action with either of the women. I think he didn't want to hurt feelings, but then he hurt more feelings by not deciding and being wishy-washy. This is from John Tanner. So, were Jack Stone and Tickle the real catches this year? Down to earth, successful dudes with real jobs. People complain that the guys sucked this year, but the women weren't much better. Less Instagram moguls and a few more normies, please. So Tickle, we both came around on. Jack Stone.
Mm-hmm. Just, still not there. Nope, no, still not there.
Yeah, it just seems like he has to force it. I don't see that he has that chemistry with anyone. And it doesn't pop on screen either. Like, you can look on paper, and I think that's what he had with, like, the Rachel date that he had makes so much sense. Like, I feel like that translated to Paradise as well, that you just, mm-hmm. it's just awkward, and like, on paper he might look like a great catch, but
he just doesn't have any social skills.
Yeah, he doesn't have that charisma. But Tickle, I think, continued to, like, charm us.
Yeah, he seemed like a charming dude who everyone liked, and they might not have all wanted to make out with him, but they all, like, enjoyed his existence.
Yeah, if he had a Carly there, we could see him be like the Evan. But mm-hmm. Kristen,
maybe next year.
Yeah, Kristen wasn't for it this year, so yeah, I think he'll need to get another shot if that's going to happen for him. Paul asks, listen, what did I miss this season in 10 words or fewer, please?
Hot garbage and our boyfriend.
And Benzie's dog.
Yeah.
Did you like the closing credits? Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
At least we got our closure there.
We did. Randy Knuppel. Why did the only person I care about, Danielle M., not get spoken to during the reunion?
Because none of us have ever gotten what we want from this franchise.
Yeah, why start to expect it now? She did look great, though.
Looked amazing.
Will Holston, please write a haiku to commemorate this season of VIP. I'll start. Scalloped fingering. Wells put on a puppet show. Dean is a fuckboy.
I'm not good at haikus or poetry or anything. So I don't even know. How do we even do a haiku?
Right. I think we'd have to, like, work separately and come back to it. I can't do it on the spot, but no. I think Will Holston, I think we can't top that anyway.
No.
Tyler Morton Karibo. Who from this cast will return to Paradise for another go? P.S. I was on Team Derek during the Adam Derek hotness conflict. So I think we're all on the same page with that mm-hmm. one. But Adam came out looking very well in his Raven relationship. So
yeah, but his face didn't change. His face isn't my favorite.
No. Derek is still cuter. So we just mentioned Tickle as possibly mm-hmm. getting another go. Who are the other contenders in your mind?
Diggy.
Mm-hmm.
From the women's side, God, do you think they'd bring back a Lacey?
I don't think so.
If
but
Raven
she does
and
fall in love fast, so yeah. Maybe.
If Raven chance. And Adam don't work out,
Raven.
Maybe Raven, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see maybe Sarah coming back. She didn't get much time, but just somebody that I think Amanda's done. I just saw on her Twitter, though, that she's writing a memoir as well. So okay. That'll be the next list.
Listen, am I going to sit here and tell you definitively that I'm not going to read that? Absolutely not. I'm proud. Right.
We got to get more Josh Murray details. Carry on after Andy's book, right?
Which I still need to read.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Would they bring Kristen back?
I don't know. Would she do it again after, like, being called scalp fingers in front of America?
I mean, she did seem to take it in stride at the reunion. And they claim that they have to have a virgin in paradise every year. So if Ashley I doesn't come back, I could see the show just being like, hey, she's back. What about Jasmine? Or Alexis?
Jasmine, no. Alexis, probably not. Like, I don't think I think they kind of liked what they got from Alexis, but they didn't get, like, the romance from Alexis that they wanted.
Yeah.
Because apparently she had a boyfriend.
Right. Maybe. how about either of the Danielles?
Ooh, give me a Danielle M.
Yeah, I could see her coming back. Like, you know, screwed over and yeah, still a hot commodity in paradise. A Robbie?
No.
Let's hope not. So yeah, we'll hopefully get some new contenders in the upcoming seasons next year, and we'll find out who could make a return. But usually it's always like a lot of new blood. So we'll see.
Yeah, and we'll have to see who really emerges during Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh, yeah.
How could you forget? Almost
forgot. So when is that going to be? When are the Olympics?
In February, I think.
February. Okay, so the Bachelor will start, and we'll have like a little break. Is that
no,
right?
No, because it ends in March usually. So we'll probably be doing double duty.
Double duty, okay.
Yeah, it'll probably be like a Monday, Tuesday thing again.
Oh my goodness.
It'll be the winter, so we won't have any plans anyway because it's cold outside.
And do you think they'd have people from the current season of The Bachelor competing because technically it's already filmed?
Ooh.
Or would that be too, like,
no, I don't think so.
People would get confused.
Yeah, I think they'll get confused.
Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of these people could be showing up this winter. And we'll find out if they're still couples. Like, I can see, like, if Raven and Adam are still going strong, then they're probably competing on that. Or maybe if they're broken up, they still will be, just so we can follow up with them. And Derek and Taylor, perhaps. So, yeah, that's all I have, Haley. Do you have anything else?
I do have Doug's finale takes. He's got a lot this time.
All right, let's hear him.
Okay. So he says, I think the only thing that could have saved the season would be if Michael arrived and proposed to someone. My buddy Michael, who apparently got voted out the first night.
Michael. I'm like, yeah. Who is this?
The high point of this episode and the season was Kristen getting destroyed by waves. She legitimately looked like she could have drowned.
Oh, no. Yeah, it did look like they were going to, like,
just let her
show
die.
Her, like, disappear.
I think they should make a season of The Bachelor where Jack Stone and the Tickle Monster are dual leads. It would be the first and only time that The Bachelor was rejected by every single contestant. Come on, I think there would be at least one or two fame whores who would want to make out with them for attention.
Totally. That's for sure.
I will really miss having this podcast in my life. Is there any way that you and Amy could just come hang out with me at work and then podcast about that?
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that difficult for me. I'm not that far from where Doug works, but you'd have to take a trip.
Okay. Is it an exciting job that would
be no, it's not. Podcast about? Oh. Sorry, Doug. It's not the worst job in the world, but it's not like, you know, riveting.
Right. Okay.
I think Sarah was the most underrated person on the show. I think she's a way better choice than Raven. Hopefully Adam Jr. got her number.
Adam Jr. Yeah.
In less than a year, I have gone from a skeptic who was just watching this franchise to appreciate a friend's podcast to the winner of my office's Bachelor in Paradise fantasy pool. You have turned me into a monster. You're welcome, Doug.
Yes. An office has a VIP pool. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah, that does sound like an exciting workplace, at least on that aspect.
Yeah. How does that pool even work?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah,
Doug,
who
text
advances,
me, let me know how the pool works.
Who gets dates? He must have had Kristen because she got a lot of dates and kisses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Haley, I can't believe it's the finale podcast.
Thanks, everyone, for being along with us. This was a long haul. I know this might not have been the most positive season of our podcasting, but you stuck with us, so that's all that matters.
We keep it real.
Yeah, we're going to be on vacation for a while, but keep your eyes on our feed because we might have a surprise or two for you. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to show up or what emergency thing we have to podcast about.
And also Vanessa, the winner of not The Bachelor last season, but the winner of our contest. We have not forgotten about you.
No.
We said we weren't good at this.
Right.
And we prove ourselves correct. So we will get you your prize pack. Eventually, we have not forgotten about you. Don't worry.
Right. Yeah, I think that's it, Haley.
Yeah. So as always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_ and on Snapchat, @hstrong28. So you can keep up with me all fall long.
Yes, and you can subscribe to the full Rehapnups feed and then you'll get all sorts of great shows and any like surprise ones that we'll have in there as well, potentially. So I'm at RHAP Recapper. Thank you all so much, as Haley said, for keeping up with us all season. And we'll see you on the flip side. Bye. Bye.